It's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. Looking back through episodes in the last few years, I noticed that almost exactly 2 years ago, I did an episode on how to get New Horizons. We talked about the Vision Australia podcast feed, and we talked about a couple of other things besides. Well, things have changed in that regard lately, and we now have a searchable podcast feed which is available to anybody with a smartphone or an ebook reader that is capable of subscribing to podcasts, or of course, you can do so from your computer. In fact, you can even play it from the website if you so desire. So we're going to look at this again. We're going to have a look at the Victor Reader firstly and find out how we subscribe to the New Horizons podcast from the Victor Reader. Now note, this is not using the Vision Australia Library system as we did last time we tried this. This is using the Victor Reader's own podcast feed. This is the new generation of Victor Reader streams, and of course the Victor Reader Trek will work in much the same way. So I have my Victor Reader here. We'll turn it on.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
And while that boots up, we'll just tell you that you can subscribe through iTunes to the Blind Citizens Australia podcast using your iPhone.
Connected to Wi-Fi.
Using whatever you choose to use, whether it's the Downcast app or Overcast or the Apple podcast feature. And of course, you can subscribe through any podcast application you choose to use on an Android device as well. Okay, we have the Victor Reader stream, and now we want to subscribe to a new podcast. So we make sure we're in the list of podcasts or the podcast bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Podcasts.
Okay, and then we go to the option that says
Add Podcast Feed.
And we press the hash key for enter.
Title search.
Title search is the one we want, so we press enter on that.
Enter text to search.
Okay, now we have a standard 9-key or T9 entry keyboard here, and those of us who've had smartphones for some time will remember how to use those keyboards. I don't propose to go into that now, but suffice it to say it's where you press 2-3 times to get C and so on and so forth. So using our T9 text entry input, we type in Blind Citizens Australia.
B-L-I-N-D.
And space. 0 for space, of course.
C-I-T-I-Z-E-N-S.
And that will probably do, actually.
Please wait.
Let me just
found
press
results.
Enter.
3. Select a podcast feed and press confirm to subscribe. 1.
Blind Spot, the Association of Blind Citizens, Radio Southland.
Okay, now that's saying Blind Spot. That's from the Association of Blind Citizens of New Zealand. And it comes to us courtesy of Radio Southland. That's a very interesting podcast. You might want to subscribe to that as well. We move on now, pressing the 6 key.
2.
Blind Citizens Australia.
And that's saying Blind Citizens Australia. Now, at the moment, there are two Blind Citizens Australia podcasts. One is actually the old one, which is no longer functional. And if we want to find out which one it is, we can press 5, which any Victor Reader stream owner will know is the Where Am I key. So I'll press that here.
The United Voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired.
2.
Blind Citizens Australia.
Now, that's speaking somewhat faster than I would like, but it did say the United Voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Okay, let's check the next one out.
3.
Blind Citizens Australia.
That also says Blind Citizens Australia, but if we press the Where Am I key?
Service error. 3.
Blind Citizens Australia.
All right, so you will know which one is the correct one by which one actually reads you the title or the description of the podcast. And so we press
2.
Back.
Blind Citizens Australia.
And then we press enter on that.
You are subscribed to a new podcast feed. 2.
Blind Citizens Australia.
So we have to back out of the Add Podcast system just by pressing the
Bookshelf,
star key a number
podcasts,
of times.
Podcasts. 2. Podcast feeds. 1.
Blind Citizens Australia.
Okay, here's our Blind Citizens Australia podcast. If we press enter on it.
0. Episodes. Get more episodes.
So we press enter again.
10. Episodes. 1.
New Horizons, episode 546.
New.
Okay, this says New Horizons episode 546. We know that that's the correct one, so we can actually press enter on that.
Added to download queue. 1.
New Horizons episode 546.
New.
Now that should download. All right, so it appears that there's no way that we can have it automatically check for and download the most recent episode. So that's a bit of a shame, really. Now, I'm going to hold down the hash key because that's a shortcut key to not only tell me my battery level, but what my download status is.
1.
New Horizons, episode 5.
Battery powered. 100%. Downloads info. Podcasts. Current download. 87%.
Okay, that tone means that that download is complete. Now, if we then go and cycle around the podcast.
2.
New Horizons, episode 545.
New.
Oops.
1.
New Horizons, episode 546.
Here we are. That's the one we want. Now if I press play on it.
New Horizons.
And of course, as we all know, that's the New Horizons theme. And this should be the most recent episode. If we really want to skip through this, we can actually press the fast forward key.
Hello. Focus on banking.
Yes, we focused on banking last week, so that's that one. Of course, we can speed it up using the normal speed up and slow down keys. We can put a bookmark in there. So once we get back to the episode list for New Horizons, we can then delete the episode by pressing the 3 key as we would normally expect.
New Horizons, episode 546.
Press the confirm key to confirm. Episode deleted. 0. Episodes. Get more episodes.
Okay, that's how you get New Horizons now on the Victor Reader stream. You can, of course, still listen to it through the Vision Australia Library podcast system. If you're subscribed to that podcast already, then you can continue to get New Horizons that way. Let's have a look now at how we might access New Horizons on the Blind Citizens Australia website. I'm now going to open Safari. I'm using a MacBook Pro for this demonstration. I'll open Safari now.
Safari.
And I will open a URL.
Open
and that URL, of course, is www.bca.org.au. Okay, and then I press enter.
www.bca.org.au.
Okay, so we interact with that webpage. Now, if we go down using heading navigation, and of course this works with any screen reader that you choose to use that has heading navigation.
Heading level 2. Welcome to Blind Citizens Australia.
No, that's not the one we want.
Heading level 2. New Horizons podcast.
That sounds like what we're looking for. Let's have a look at this section here.
New Horizons is Blind Citizens Australia's weekly radio show. It is an interview style with topics relevant to people who are blind or vision impaired. It runs for about 15 minutes in MP3 format. To listen, you can use the audio player below.
Well, it's usually an interview style, but not today.
Frame. From January 2018, New Horizons and other audio files are available from a new podcast feed. You can subscribe to the Blind Citizens Australia podcast feed by pointing your podcatcher to http://blindcitizens.podbean.com/feed.
Before it read that about subscribing to the new feed, it said frame. Now, that's actually our HTML player, so given that we're using a Mac, we need to interact with that.
From frame. In frame 0 in play button, audio player.
Okay, now the first thing that we have is the play button. Now, if I click on that, it will play the most recent episode. I think that's fairly self-evident, so let's move forward.
Play button. Midnight. Progress bar slider.
Well, it's not actually midnight, but that's reporting that we're 0 minutes and 0 seconds into the file.
Remaining time. -000.
Now, I don't know why that's not reporting the correct time. That seems a bit odd to me.
Blind Citizens Australia. Visited. New Horizons, episode 546. Created by Blind Citizens Australia. Share.
Okay, we can share it from here.
End of audio player region. 1456. 14 minutes, 56 seconds.
And that's the time of that particular episode, the length of that particular episode.
New Horizons, episode 546, group. New Horizons, episode 546. Click end of New Horizons. 1508. 15 minutes, 8 seconds. New Horizons, episode 545, group.
So you can see from looking at this section here that you can look at the 10 most recent episodes of New Horizons. So let's have a look here and let's see if we can find episode 544.
New Horizons, episode 545, end of, visited. 1427. New Horizons, episode 544, group.
Okay, I'm going to click on that.
Press New Horizons, episode 544, group. Pause.
And it's going to play it for me.
New Horizons, episode 544.
Oh, here it is. And once again, you can hear that that's the New Horizons theme. And in this case, if we want to fast forward and rewind through this,
end of New Horizons.
And of course, we can go to the scroll bar and use our normal scroll bar navigation keys to navigate through this episode. I'll just wait a moment here and find out whether indeed this is episode 544. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. In this week, with International Women's Day on the 8th of March, I thought it important to have a talk about what's happening. And that absolutely sounds like episode number 544. So that's how we access New Horizons from the BCA website. And that can be done from either a mobile phone or a computer, or of course you could use a tablet if that's what you chose to use. And it should work in theory on Braille note takers and things like that. I've not actually tested that, but there's no reason at all I can see why that shouldn't work. It's a standard HTML5 player. I found it quite useful, and it functions quite nicely. Finally, in news just to hand for Tasmanian members. Some of you may remember that towards the end of last year, we held a teleconference for Tasmanian BCA members. Part of the discussion out of that teleconference was whether or not a Tasmanian branch of Blind Citizens Australia should be set up. The decision to go ahead with that was unanimous, and I'm pleased to say that after having communicated with the Board of Blind Citizens Australia, we got news recently that the branch has been supported by the board, and we now have the go-ahead to establish a branch of Blind Citizens Australia here in Tasmania. So congratulations to all those involved. Doug McGinn's heading up that steering committee, and he will continue to work with others to make sure that the branch is well established, and we're hoping for a launch sometime around mid to late May in the north, probably, of the state. So stay tuned, we'll give you more information as it comes to hand. Don't forget that if you come across Albert touchscreen terminals reasonably often, you'll need to get some of those postcards so that you can hand them to the shop assistants or the store holders, and they can then pass the information onto the Commonwealth Bank. And hopefully, with any luck, we can have some success in ceasing the rollout and perhaps diminishing the problems that these Albert FPOS terminals are creating for blind and vision impaired people. I'm also aware that there are other groups in society that are very disenfranchised with this form of technology, and I think it's important that we don't forget too that people who have physical disabilities and people who have cognitive disabilities are disadvantaged by this form of technology. That's it for this week's program. I do hope you've enjoyed it. If you have any feedback on the program, please email me on new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, then feel free to contact them on 1800 033 660. 1800 033 660. Or you can email bca@bca.org.au, bca@bca.org.au. You may also wish to support BCA through the BCA Backers program. That's where people give a little bit each month from their credit card. It's automatically deducted, so you don't even have to think about it. That's another very useful way to donate to Blind Citizens Australia. You'll remember that a few weeks ago we spoke with Jonathan Craig, the new editor of Blind Citizens News. That's the newsletter, the twice-yearly newsletter that comes out from Blind Citizens Australia. He's looking for contributions to Blind Citizens News, and those contributions are due by the 20th of April. So you've got about 3 weeks to get your contribution in there. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company on this program. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.